Brother, what did you have to say about the trade?
Tell me if this is a fair trade, folks. This guy who has multiple receivers on his team.
I don't, though. Who would I have this good, bro? I have Keenan Allen. He's a bum, bro. He has to go.
Name your receivers.
Christian Kirk, Keenan Allen, Hollywood Brown, who's on IR. Cooper Kupp, who's injured.
Yes.
Okay. That's a good receiver room, too?
Let him continue.
Fuck. And then you have Sonny's stacked team over here.
His team is not stacked. His
fucking stacked team.
Number one pick hasn't even played.
All he needs is a running back to complete his team. Oh, guess what happens? Let me trade Stephon Diggs for David Montgomery.
It's a pretty equal trade.
Bro. Not an equal trade
it's
at all.
It's equal, bro.
What was your better trade? Can we say your bad
trade? Better trade would have been either George Pickens.
Which one did you give?
I told him we can discuss the receiver. I told him that.
I don't know.
He didn't want to listen.
I think it was, from what I've been told, it was Calvin Ridley and Rashad White.
It was Calvin Ridley and Rashad White.
Bro, for David Montgomery.
Those guys are like bottom feeders, bro.
It could have been negotiated to George Pickens with Rashad White.
Brandon, that's not a better trade that's not a better trade for me than Stephon Diggs.
You're tripping. He's a number two.
Rashad White doesn't even count. Like targets. Throwing him in is like just like a...
It's insurance for David Montgomery.
Waiver, bro.
Rashad White's like when you order something online and then like they throw in a free sticker.
All right, well, say that now.
You think that trade was better than Stephon Diggs?
Yes.
You fucking Stephon lost
Diggs
your mind,
is
bro.
A number two. He's not going to get the same amount of targets as George Pickens.
He's a 1A.
First of all, he will get more targets than George Pickens.
Yeah.
Because you're tripping. They're in a different offensive schematic.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are. Pittsburgh is in a run-first offense.
George Pickens is leading that whole team in targets. He gets more than 12 targets
Who
per
else
game.
Is there? Like,
more than 12
how
targets
How many does he
game.
Catch? Like four?
Bro, he's a back shoulder god, bro. He's a back shoulder god. Of course, they're going to be throwing the ball out of bounds half the time.
Oh, that's the excuse. They're throwing the ball out of bounds half the time. That's why he's getting those targets.
No.
And he's back shoulder catching them.
Bro, is this guy top five in receiving yards ever?
George Pickens?
Yes.
He doesn't need to be, bro. Who is his quarterback's been?
Pull out his...
Tell me who his quarterback's Mason Rudolph?
Is Justin Fields right now? Is he better than
yes,
CJ Stroud?
Yes, he's not a fucking slinger.
Is he better than CJ Stroud, though? So who's the more likely to get their receiver?
Nicole Collins is getting way more, and Justin Fields has a good connection with George Pickens.
Gay connection is what he has with him, okay? A lame collection.
Collection?
Connection, I said.
No, you didn't.
Pull out George Pickens' stats. Let's see them.
Should we run through a couple?
Yeah.
Oh, just one second. Just hurry
they're,
up,
they're
man,
pretty
please.
Intense right now.
Yeah.
Very passionate.
Just pull up
debate
the stats, bro.
Give me a fucking second, bro.
A little too much passion going on over here.
Come on, man. Stephon Diggs even had a rushing touchdown this week.
This thing is so fried. I'm clicking on George Pickens, pulling up Joe Burrow.
Come on, man.
He has 16 points last game. 7 receptions, 113 yards.
Whole season, bro. Can I hear his whole season? Can you just go to his whole season stats?
He had 57 yards before that. And then 85 yards before that. And 43. What's wrong with that?
Those are mid. That's a wide receiver one?
14 points, 8, 10, and 16.
That's a number one receiver,
though. And Stephon did basically the same shit.
No. Let's not do that. I have Stephon's here.
He had 18 points instead of 16?
18, 19.
He had one down game of 10. Hold on here.
That was against
I got 21, 10, 19, and 18.5. Those are better than George Pickens.
Let's see what happens in the future.
We will see.
Let's
we
see
will
what happens
see.
In the
but we were no, no. But this whole
we will see.
Hold on,
we
man. This
see.
Whole conversation was marqueed on the fact that George Pickens was already.
But you hit him by hand.
I didn't do that on purpose. This was already marqueed on the fact that George Pickens was already.
All I'm saying is Nico Collins is a true number one there.
Cool. It's debatable.
He can be the truest.
He's getting all the targets. He's getting all.
Not
the
better. Not better. Not a better route runner.
Stephon Diggs is a 1A, bro. I promise.
Oh wow, 1A.
Alright, bro. It's not even a conversation. George Pickens got there, he'd be a fucking 4. In that receiver room.
Okay.
What the fuck is that?
I'm saying if he got to that receiver room, he would be a 4.
He'd be a 4 in Houston's receiving room.
Yeah.
If Stephon Diggs was
Tank
in
Dell,
there.
I'm taking Tank Dell. I'm taking Stephon Diggs.
You're retarded. If you're taking Tank Dell over George Pickens, you're retarded.
With the connection with CJ Stroud from college? Yeah, for sure, bro. It's over with.
Connection? You're talking about over
receiver? I don't like saying the retarded word.
He's been abusing it too, you know?
It's bad to you have a bad history. I don't approve of you saying the word retarded.
All right, bro. That's very mentally unstable of you to think.
That's even worse. After right, following bro. That up, this is crazy.
But you know what, Brendan?
Matt said Tank Dell because of his connection with CJ Stroud as a better receiver than George Pickens.
That shit matters.
That's insane. He'd be, That's insane.
I didn't say he'd be a better receiver. I said
you said he is a better receiver.
I'd say he's receiver number four. I said George Pickens would be.
What the fuck you mean?
I said George Pickens would be receiver number four.
He's just contradicting every sentence, bro.
Okay, okay, I get it. Okay.
Do you get what I'm saying? On the depth chart?
Y'all have, but you guys both make valid.
On the depth chart, George Pickens would be number four because Tank Dell has a better connection with CJ Stroud. Yeah.
I don't know what to tell you, bro. There's a lot of receivers who are probably better than Julian.
Yeah, the coach. Coach
is
going to look
really
at,
good with Tom Brady.
So this receiver is physically better. He has a lot of better traits. But you know what? CJ Stroud has a good connection with Tank Dell. Let's put him at four.
Three. We put him at three.
I'm talking about George Pickens.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's what the coaching staff would say?
That's fine. That's fine.
You're living in dreamland, buddy.
It's fine. You offered up a duck trade and then got upset when I had a good
and
trade.
And you just, you gave him the best trade of his life.
It's
you
not
got
the
fleeced.
Best. I didn't get fleeced, actually.
We'll see.
I have three really good running backs.
Of course you
I
want to say fleece. So
I have,
why?
I have three.
Of course.
I have three,
you're laughing.
I have
you're laughing
really
after
good,
that trade.
I have three really good running backs.
Especially after Montgomery's last game. You're laughing.
He had 15
points.
15
points. Right? I thought it was
that's
more.
Crucial. For a running back.
Brother, I got 3 points from Keenan this week. I got 4 from him in week 1. He's a bum. I need
so
him off
the team.
Check
the waiver.
This is nobody that good.
Check the waiver, bro.
Hey, hey.
There's nobody that's getting more
than
3 points.
Can we go to trivia? Quickly.
Let's do it. This guy needs trivia on fantasy.
Keenan Allen is a bum, bro.
Okay.
He's a bum. His situation's a bum situation. He's garbage.
All right.
Who drafted him?
I did because I'm an idiot.
Exactly.
Because I'm an idiot.
Who the fuck
so I'm trying to make
him?
Up for it now.
And the draft selection regrets.
It's okay.
Okay, let's get this.
Fucking
little,
bum.
Little
washed
trivia.
Up bum.
Trivia, Jeff.
All right.
Focus.
Trivia.
I'm done.
Everybody gets what? Should we 2 or 3 strikes? I'm just going to do that as a general knowledge question.
Okay.
For football.
3 strikes.
Yeah.
All right. Then you're out. Winner gets a knee punch each. Loser.
Chill, bro. I jammed on my knee last night.
That sucks.
All right, let's go.
Good with these odds? I'm good. All right. This one gives multiple choice, but I'm not going to give you guys the multiple choice. You guys are going to just answer it. It seems too easy if I give you the multiple choice answers. All right, so question number 1, we'll start off. Who holds the record for the most career touchdowns?
Jerry Rice.
Passing, throwing, catching?
It's career touchdowns.
Oh, career touchdowns?
Four. Sonny got it.
Oh, shit. Okay. Nice. Winner. What's is that a strike for them?
No, no. Just if you guess wrong, you get a strike.
Oh, fuck.
But he also,
no, but
he
should
also
do
get
a point
points.
System.
He
should do a point system.
Okay.
Should do a point system.
So you got 1 point. Sick. Who has the most career rushing yards?
Emmitt Smith.
Fuck, man. That's
Sonny. Got it.
What?
2 points for Sonny.
I beat you, bro.
He did get it.
Did
he
get it?
He did get it.
It was close. Nah, by a fraction.
I'm the judge here. Sonny. Name the 3 teams that have never appeared in the Super Bowl.
Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, Cleveland Browns.
Jacksonville. Don't look at me like that. Minnesota Vikings.
You have to lock and answer. Whoever's locking
the
3.
That was the 3, though.
That was my 3. You can't use my 3.
Brother, I said Minnesota before you,
yeah, but
bro.
I said it after you. Minnesota, Jacksonville.
Okay, then Minnesota,
and
Jacksonville.
And the Browns. The Browns. Locked in.
Man stole my 3rd one and then said he fucking recycled.
You stole my fucking first 2.
Well, I had to because Devin changed up the fucking move the goalpost.
The fuck? You can't say the last one. Oh, I got the fucking points.
I wanted to split the points, bro.
That's not how it works.
I would split it, bro.
Sorry. It's 4 teams.
Oh,
sorry.
Tennessee.
Fucking moved.
Somebody has to lock the answer and give the 4, and then I'll tell them if
okay.
They're
Cleveland oh, Browns, Jacksonville, Jacksonville.
You guys can ramble off.
This guy's crazy.
I shouldn't ramble off shit.
No, no.
Fuck.
Until somebody tells, if somebody can get the point, somebody just has to say that they're saying their answer.
Let's
you can't
think
just
about
ramble
it logically.
You can't
Let's
just ramble
it
off.
Logically.
Say you have to say your answer to the question.
You got to think about it logically and regularly, irrationally.
This guy's trying to stall. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up, bro. Yeah. Trying to fucking stall.
But no, like, for real.
No, fuck off. You try to
confuse. Can I lock it in?
Yeah.
Okay. Lions, Browns, Vikings.
Can I lock it in?
No, chill. I get like 5 seconds.
His time is up. Can I lock it in?
Did it
three.
Vikings, Lions, four, Browns.
Five. You're
can
done.
I lock
you're
it
done.
In?
You're done, bro. I gave you five Mississippis, bro.
Jacksonville. Cleveland.
Fuck! Jacksonville! You forgot that!
Okay.
Three. Can I have some signs?
Four. No.
Five. Okay.
Yo, bro.
Let's make it a little bit more organized. I'll count off.
Okay. Yeah. Bro, okay, but he's done, though.
You are done, though.
Okay. That's crazy.
All right.
Jeff?
All right, I'm counting for his then.
No, chill, bro. He's counting.
So you can do this and I'm going to fucking count?
This is also
fuck
crazy.
That.
Yo,
fuck that.
Okay.
I'm counting for him.
But yo, I gave you more than 5 seconds.
Yeah, why are you stalling?
Hold on, I gave him more than 5 seconds.
Can I lock in your ass?
Okay.
I'm going to get a read.
Hold on, I'm going in him.
Yeah.
Locked in.
All right, go then.
Jacksonville.
Yeah.
Minnesota.
Five.
Detroit. Browns.
Wrong.
That's insane.
What's the correct answer?
Minnesota made it. It's Browns, Lions, Texans, Jags.
Texans.
But yo, they're Houston though. I thought that was Oilers.
Stop, bro. You did not say
Oilers?
That.
Did
you
say
Tennessee?
Oilers.
Get the fuck out of here.
You just said right there.
Houston Oilers, bro. That was a team.
So three strikes. You guys are all.
Yeah, that's fair, bro. Houston Oilers made it to the playoffs. I mean, the Super Bowl.
You did not say anything about fucking Oilers. You're talking about Tennessee.
All right. Next question.
Don't even cap, bro.
Only defensive player to have won the NFL MVP award.
Yeah. Lawrence Taylor.
I was going to say, okay, bro, there has to be some fucking different format.
What do you mean?
Scream out.
What?
It is.
You
want
a bell? You want a bell or a buzzer?
I'll be able to judge who gets it first. All right, he's got three. It's up to five.
Fucking bitch.
I know football.
All right, this one. Which NFL team has the most Hall of Fame inductees?
Pittsburgh.
Dallas.
San Francisco.
I lock in my answer is Dallas.
Oh, you guys got it wrong.
Shit.
The Chicago Bears.
Wow. What? That's you crazy. Didn't know that?
But are they talking about Super Bowl era?
No, Hall of Fame.
It's just
Hall of Fame.
That's crazy.
I think Hall of Fame is Super Bowl era, no?
No.
They are the eldest team with fucking Green Bay.
It's everything.
They are. You are the eldest team with Green Bay.
Who is the youngest quarterback to win a Super Bowl?
Patrick Mahomes. No.
Fuck.
You're wrong, bro. You're done.
That's a strike.
You're fucking shit. Prick. Can't just start naming shit now.
Three strikes for Sonny.
Duh.
Fuck. Come out.
Youngest quarterback to win a Super Bowl.
Y'all better be fucking. Y'all better be precise.
Hold on, bro. Just shut. So can you shut up, bro? You're done, bro.
The fuck, man?
Just let me think.
They
for
can
a
wait.
Second.
They
it's a podcast.
Until they want to.
Yeah, until you lock
until
in.
Until somebody shouts out an answer.
You got to lock but in.
Don't just shout out answers. Otherwise, I'm taking it as an answer.
Think got, hard.
You know what? Next week,
this I'm, is this
next week I'm
going to
have this way more organized.
Ben Roethlisberger?
Jeff got it right.
Fucking bitch.
So this one for Jeff.
I have one strike, though. When you fucking...
No, you have two.
No, no.
Two.
I have one strike.
No, I do, because I fuck Hall of Fame.
You both have two, man.
Yeah, this all the strikes doesn't really work if you just have the force out of the dance.
But yeah.
We got 3-1-0.
Okay. Go ahead.
I'll need a strike out.
Fuck, I'm not going to say no dumb shit now.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm not a dummy.
You bum me.
First player in NFL history to throw for over 5,000 yards in a season.
Oh, you guys don't get this. Yo.
Matthew Stafford?
You got it wrong?
That's wrong.
Fuck, it's probably...
Such an idiot.
I know who it was now.
Dumbass.
I know who it was now, man.
Fuck. First player in NFL history, and you say Matthew Stafford.
5,000 yards? But that's
he's
recent
gonna
history.
See. Just shut up.
Montana?
No.
Thank you.
Dan Marino.
Oh, my God. I knew it was one of them, man.
Oh,
fuck.
God, bro. They were throwing for five bands back then?
Yes, bro. I thought it was
you
Montana.
You know
who
Dan Marino is?
We don't get to do the strikes if we're just going first to five. Should I just keep going?
Yeah.
No, I won.
No,
you didn't win, bro.
Fuck. Then I couldn't answer those last two, man.
You got copped. You got snakes.
That's fucked.
Yeah,
you got snakes, though.
That's fucked, man.
You weren't going to say Dan Marino.
Next question. It's a good one.
How long are we recording, though?
Yo, whatever, bro. So five, bro. Yo, like, I asked that 10 minutes
gotta
ago.
Gotta go home and shit.
Yeah, I asked that 10 minutes
gotta
ago.
Gotta eat, like,
yeah, for sure.
Which team has lost the most Super Bowls?
The Bills.
Buffalo Bills.
Bills. I said Bills, bro. I said Bills like
I said Buffalo Bills.
Fuck you, man.
Fuck you.
No, I said the Bills, bro. We know what we're talking about here.
The fuck?
Devin, bro, be objective, bro. You know bro, I said the Bills. Devin,
why are you trying to sway? Bro. Why are you trying to sway the public opinion?
He has to
why are you trying to sway?
Brad, what's your guess?
Fuck, are we wrong?
They're wrong.
I don't know. I'm not saying if they're wrong or not. It could be a thing. I just want to make sure that otherwise it just doesn't make any sense.
Okay.
The way you have to play this game,
yeah.
It has to be the Bills.
It has to be the Bills, but my backup would probably be Pittsburgh.
Nah, both wrong. Broncos.
Wow, that is fucking insane. Oh, yeah,
they did lose a lot.
They do lose a lot. Okay. All right, that's fair. Fucking asshole, Sonny.
So if we... No, no, hold on. Can I get something settled? Can you just sell, yell Bills? You have to see the full team? What are we doing here? Full names?
I have to say the full Buffalo, Buffalo Bills.
No, you can say Buffalo. You can say Bills.
All right. Okay.
It's not like there's two Buffalo.
Watch out, bro.
Fuck. Who was the first player to rush for 100 touchdowns?
Oh, man, that's a tough
Jim Brown.
One. I did not know
that. I'm not going to say who's right until I hear all answers.
Man. Why you got to do that, man? 100 touchdowns?
First player to rush for 100 touchdowns.
Heck, had to be Jim Brown, bro. That was way back. Unless sounds he like Emmitt. Unless he never rushed for 100.
Sounds like Emmitt.
Emmitt has sustainability.
Sounds like Emmitt.
Had. I'm going to go Emmitt Smith.
It's all wrong. It's LaDainian Tomlinson.
What?
The
what?
Fuck?
100 touchdowns? That's not even that much.
That's what I'm saying.
LaDainian was the first to get to 100?
Okay, yeah, that is a lot.
I wouldn't guess that, to be honest.
That was far off.
I was not going to guess that.
This one I'm going to give multiple choice.
Okay.
So do it in order then.
Yeah, I'm going to do it in order. Brandon, what is the most points scored by a single team in a Super Bowl game? 62? 49? 55, 59.
49.
Jeff. 55. Sonny.
55, 49, 62, 59. What was the
question? Most points scored by a single team in a Super Bowl game.
62, 49. 59, 55.
49. Jeff's right.
55?
Yeah.
7 touchdowns, 2 field goals.
Fuck, man. Like it was, you fucking knew what game it was.
I don't.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
just math. 7.
Fucking math whiz over here.
I'm just saying, that's what made sense to me. So, yo, it's 3-2-1?
3-2-0.
Oh, you don't
have one? I don't have one yet.
So. Who is the only coach to win both an NCAA football national championship and a Super Bowl?
Pete Carroll.
Yeah.
Fuck.
I was going to be wrong anyways. That was good. Fucking champ, dumbass answer right there.
What was your answer?
I didn't even say it.
Say it, bro. What are you so shy for?
I'm shy. I'm a shy guy. I'm shy.
Who holds the NFL record for most consecutive games with at least one touchdown pass?
Tom Brady.
Has to be Tom.
That's wrong.
What is it? Fucking tough guy.
Hold on, bro.
Sounds like
hold
a,
on, hold on, bro.
You hold on.
It sounds like fucking.
We all
it
answered.
It sounds like oh fuck, I actually kind of maybe know this one.
Michael Vick?
Fuck no. You.
Jalen Hurts.
This one is
come on, bro.
Aaron Rodgers.
Like A-Rod.
Drew Brees.
Drew, forget it.
Yo, why are you guys trying to throw me off though? Like, can
this
let me
is
think.
A fucking
bro.
Competition, bro. Fuck what do you off, think this man. Is, man? I got Drew out of 2 fucking rounds.
You would have lost some shits anyways, bro. You would not get some
shit
right.
Shit. You don't know that shit.
Which NFL's team original name was the New York Titans?
What the fuck? The New York Titans?
This is fuck, bro.
Damn, bro. What the fuck year was that? That one is a hard one still. Buffalo.
No.
Not saying.
Which team was originally named the New York Titans or?
Which NFL's team original name was the New York Titans?
I'm going Buffalo.
It is Buffalo. No, it's not.
You didn't change your answer. Get something else.
If people get the same answer, they each get a point.
The Jets? Just because it's New York?
So you didn't
change Giants.
Is the Jets.
Yes.
Brandon's on the board.
Fuck, man. Damn trick, it. Man. I know you're trying to throw us off with it.
Fuck, man.
You bet the safe.
I wanted Buffalo because, man, shit, man. Because fuck. God damn it. Damn it. No,
Brandon, well, it's short on questions.
Just clasp your hands harder. That'll win you the game.
I didn't clap them.
Clasp. Up.
Which NFL player was known as the refrigerator?
William Perry.
Brent's right,
come
man.
Come on, man. I know that right. Shit.
Oh, right. That was the boss.
Yeah. The bus. Yeah. Bro, just relax, bro.
The boss.
I'm going to do this question just because this is the year that we were born. It might be a tough one. What defensive player won the Heisman Trophy in 1997?
Oh. A defensive player?
Strahan?
Oh, I know who it is. Charles Woodson.
Yo. Charles Woodson is right.
That's fine.
He's the only one to win it.
Oh, yeah.
Ever.
All right, bro.
Hey, man. With two games.
You get to punch them in the knees.
Yo, chill. Not this knee, though. Yeah, actually.
This one?
This one, brother.
Not that one?
Not this one. Not the one I'm covering. Not the one
he's
I'm covering.
He's making it back confusing.
Not the one I'm covering. Oh, why?
I'd like to see it.
Anyone.
Oh!
That's a good one.
Boy, those were solid punches, though. Anyways, man. Good catch shit. Y'all for next week, man.
That was a good trivia.
We'll have more organized.
Trivia, yeah. That was good stuff.
That was good. Clipboard
if you made it to this if you made it to this part of the episode, man, then you are winning this week, yeah, gambling, for sure.
You're winning in life, year. To be honest.
Type.
Hmm.
I hope everybody loses.
Peace.
All right, peace.